Network.
Okay, in 30 minutes, Paul Joseph Watson is joining us because Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and Steve Watson broke the news more than 2 weeks ago that anarchist groups working with the Democratic Party were going to infiltrate Tea Parties and pose as racist. That's now in the AP with the name we fingered, Jason Levin and others. That's coming up. Also, all over the country, from Texas to Ohio, they're shutting down police departments, cutting sheriff's departments by half, and saying, you need to arm yourselves to protect yourself. Everything's going to the bankers now. Nothing for services. Economist, doctor of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us for this segment and part of the next. And then I'm going to continue into the news, and then Watson's joining us. But I wanted to get him on about the Kaczynski twins and this mysterious downing Saturday of much of the Polish government's leadership. Is Russia behind it? Is NATO behind it? Or is it a malfunction? We talked to Colonel Schaefer yesterday. He said it looks like dirty work by somebody, and he suspects Russia. The twins had made Russia mad, moving missiles in and things, but also last week the president said that he was going, and this is also in the New York Times, that he was going to devalue their currency against the euro and start pulling out of the euro. If that happened, the euro would be dead. George Soros said that last week, and boom, the president and much of the leadership dies. Webster Tarpley, what's your take on this?
Well, hi, Alex. Obviously, it's a great tragedy. Now, in terms of who might be doing this, right, if we think that this was not just a plane crashing in the fog, on the surface, there are four attempts by the plane to land at a not well-developed airport, right? Smolensk is one of those European airports that doesn't have all the equipment for landing in fog, so usually you have to have visibility to land. They crash on the fourth approach after dumping a significant part of their fuel. And when the Russians were telling them, don't land here, go to Minsk or go to Moscow and then take some kind of ground transportation. But that, of course, would have made them miss this ceremony at the Katyn Forest and the commemoration of the 20,000 Polish officers massacred by Stalin. So, hypothetically, what could it be? This guy Kaczynski is a politician who built his house on Russophobia, on being anti-Russian. He was also anti-German. He picked all kinds of fights with Germany. He was always willing to pull out the tragic past of Poland vis-a-vis Russia, vis-a-vis Germany, when he got into negotiations. And the thing that gives him, that puts him in a better light, is that he was also against the Lisbon Treaty. He was one of the last heads of state in Europe to sign this oppressive and oligarchical Lisbon Treaty that went into force last year. And as far as I know, Poland has not joined the euro. They still have their own currency.
No, so, I know, but by dropping it, they say that would affect the eurozone because it was pegged to the euro.
Yes, well, obviously when countries get into difficulty, it's very traditional and very standard to devalue the currency. In other words, if you have some kind of a debt crisis, you can devalue your currency. Most people would say if Greece, for example, were not part of the euro, they would simply devalue the drachma, which doesn't exist anymore, and that would be a way out for them. Devaluing the currency, though, means that the standard of living of the people goes down because they get paid in zloty. And that means they can buy much less. It might mean that exports would be boosted, but the cost of living for the average person goes up. So let's not make anybody a hero about devaluing this zloty. I don't see...
Well, I wasn't making him a hero. That's what they said that he was at odds with Europe about.
Yeah, sure. So there are two possibilities. One is with Russia. He, of course, has given the Russians a hard time for many, many years. On the other hand, what is gained by making him into a martyr, especially at the point where he's going to be leaving office in the autumn? In other words, his term is basically going to come to an end, and there's going to be a new election.
So that the West could have done that to get support for another Kaczynskiite to be put into power.
It's possible, but again, he's on his way out, and the next guy is Komarovsky from the Russian point of view.
Stay there. Let's finish up.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Geopolitical strategist, author, lecturer, essayist, a doctorate in history, and an economist. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest just for this segment. Then I'm going to get into foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies, pose as racist. Yeah, you heard that here weeks ago, but now it's in the AP. So this is a big victory. But I wanted to finish up with Webster, for those who just joined us. We're talking about the president of Poland, much of the military leadership going down in Russia, 4 attempts to land. They told them don't land here in heavy fog. So Webster, you're saying the jury is out. It's a bit suspicious, but it also looks like they were very stubborn.
Yeah, I think so. Now, here's a comparison, okay? If you want to look at a case of somebody inside the European Union who was giving the European Union a hard time, you can look at this guy, Haider, H-A-I-D-E-R, of Austria, who was a right-wing politician with the main thing being anti-foreigner stuff, and this was in southern Austria. Now, he had died in a very, very suspicious automobile crash in October of 2008, after winning an election at a time when he was going to be a kingmaker.
Despite a giant demonization campaign in the media that he was a Nazi.
Yeah, with all kinds of things going on against him. And I don't. It doesn't seem to me that the Nazi charge is really based on anything. It was simply that he was a Eurosceptic. He was against the Lisbon Treaty. He was not happy with a lot of things going on in Brussels. But notice the difference is that he was taken out of the picture right after winning a very important election when everybody knew that the next government of Austria would be profoundly influenced by him. There's a book by Gerhard Wisniewski about this, which is only in German so far as I know, but it's a very, very good investigation. In the case of Kaczynski now, Lech Kaczynski, he's basically on his way out. His brother had also been the prime minister of Poland, right? You had the Kaczynski twins, one president, one prime minister for a couple of years. The other brother had been kicked out as prime minister and replaced by this guy Tusk, who is more conciliatory to Russia and also to the European Union. And now the other Kaczynski is now gone. I just don't see the case. Then there was the cui bono, right? Who benefits? This doesn't seem to me to be that obvious. Although I guess you keep an open mind and see what happens. There will be continuing investigation, which apparently is being done jointly by the Russians and the Poles, so that the Poles can satisfy themselves as to what went on.
All right, let's shift gears into the main subject. And I haven't asked your opinion on this. We will find out now if you concur. But we know Bush played the nuclear 9/11 card. We know that, I believe that they may do it. Now they've replaced the R with a Q in Iraq to Iran. Or they replaced the Q with an N, and it's the same propaganda. Obama's saying the number one threat is non-state actor terrorism. He says we're not worried about country to country having nuclear exchanges. We're worried about Iran running al-Qaeda and nuking America, which is asinine on so many fronts. Al-Qaeda's a CIA creation. Iran's anti-al-Qaeda, Shiite. But it's a total replay of this in the lead up, and then we have Medvedev coming out and saying, look, this could cause World War III. That's in Haaretz, the big paper out of Israel. Medvedev, Israel strike on Iran could spark global catastrophe or Armageddon. And so let's break this down. Do you concur that they could play a nuclear Armageddon card, or regardless, just by putting it out there, it's psychological terrorism invoking this fear at a time when the globalist agenda is stalling?
I think that's quite accurate. The big thing that has changed, remember, is that there was an attempt to have a color revolution, CIA people power coup inside Iran. In other words, to put a U.S. puppet regime into power in Tehran with this green revolution of Mousavi and Rafsanjani. And as far as I can see, this has failed. And therefore, the U.S. and the British are reversing their field and going back to the more Bush neocon policy, but with a regional aspect to it, which is new. I would say that the danger of false flag now, especially targeting Iran, is very high. It had been low for about 2 years, but I think now it's rising rapidly, and everybody has to take this very seriously. The goal of this conference that's going on in Washington right now is to fashion a cloak of credibility for a worldwide effort to gang up on Iran, and especially to create a kind of anti-Iranian front in the Middle East. And this is also the diplomacy vis-a-vis Netanyahu. It is that Obama wants to create, and his handlers above all, an alliance of countries that would be Arab and Sunni against the Iranians, who are, of course, Persians and Shiites. So the idea is to assemble Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, right, the Gulf Cooperation Council, try to peel off Jordan, try to peel off Syria, try to get other countries. And I think that's essentially what's going on in Washington. What you have in Washington right now looks very much like the League of the Democracies that was talked about in the election campaign. Most notable is who's not here. Iran is not here. North Korea is not here. Syria not here. Venezuela not here. Bolivia not here. How about Niger, right? Remember the famous Niger yellow cake memorandum and the Valerie Plame saga, right, all during the Bush administration? Well, Niger, big producer of yellow cake uranium, would be key for any kind of, you know, anti-nuclear strategy. Niger.
And you're in D.C. What's the overall mood? I mean, it seems they're now going into desperation. They forced through the health care, but now people are finding out it lower standard of care and is a big payoff to the banks and insurance companies.
Well, this thing with Obama is largely a it's a photo opportunity. And again, you can say, well, you've got a lot of people are here, right? The countries that are here, Egypt, Morocco, Algeria, those are countries that they'd like to lure into this anti-Iranian front. You've got who of China is here. With China, they're trying to get China to go along with sanctions against Iran. And there are lots and lots of press reports saying, oh, the Chinese are going to approve sanctions against Iran. There is no sign of this whatsoever.
But how big of a defeat is it that Netanyahu wouldn't come because he knew that Egypt and Turkey were going to go, okay, we'll put sanctions on Iran when there's no evidence they have a weapons program. But we know you've got nukes. Let's talk about that.
Well, of course, the Israelis have 400 or 500 or 600 nuclear weapons. They probably have thermonuclear weapons. They probably have hydrogen bombs. The Israelis, of course, are here. Just Netanyahu is not here. I think the guy is Meridor is the Israeli delegate. Israel, in order to assemble this front of Arabs and Sunnis against the Iranian Shiites, Israel is expected to make concessions that will calm down the question with the Palestinians. In other words, Obama's line to Netanyahu is, you should basically patch things up with the Palestinians, and now let's go on then to deal with your real problem, which is Iran. In other words, your little problem is the Palestinians. Do something to cool
down. But Israel's saying they're going to continue the settlements. They're saying they're going to continue, but we only have a few minutes left here, Webster. Let's go back to the main issue at hand. Obama's main talking point and main statement at the center of this photo op is the number one threat is Al-Qaeda. They work with Iran, and they're going to nuke us any minute. How would you see a false flag nuke deployed?
Well, in any number of ways. Look at Biden. Biden has said in the past week that nuclear war is more likely now than ever before in history because of the probability of non-state actors getting nuclear devices. And Obama is talking not just nuclear terrorism in general, but Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. He's channeling Bush and Cheney once again. So, you know, let your imagination run wild. The main thing is, if any nuclear device goes off anywhere in the world, don't think Iran, think false flag, done by the people who are going to benefit from this. Notice that the other thing that's going on is you've got the whole echelon crew, right? The British, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they're all here. The main Europeans are here, right? France, Italy, Germany. So it's again, it's the League of Democracies. It's the group of sort of pro-U.S. Diehards or people who are willing to talk at least. I would say it's the League of Democracies plus the five permanent members of
the
U.S.
But I think
the
message is the script Obama and the Anglo-Americans are putting out is, we're going to stage a false flag. I mean, all these politicians understand the real message. We're going to stage a false flag. We're gearing up for Iraq, too, but on a bigger scale with Iran.
Yes, and that can probably be now a question of months. Obviously, the thing to do is take a look at the calendar, look at the time of the new moon, right? If wars are going to begin in the Middle East, you've got to find a time when there's no moon because the stealth bombers and the cruise missiles are visible at night, so if there's a bright full moon, that's not going to be then. It's going to be sometime dark, and if it's going to be in the springtime, it's going to have to be according to that calendar. So work with that, and I would urge everybody to be on a special alert. There was again the whole period of 2008-2009 when this color revolution in Iran was being ginned up. The chances were low, but now the chances are high, and of course, the Iranians know this. They're going to have their own counter-conference within a few days. In other words, they're going to have their own conference addressing some of these same issues, trying to put the onus on the U.S. And indeed, Ahmadinejad has now turned to Ban Ki-moon of the United Nations and demanded, finally, the independent, impartial investigation of 9/11, which is a very interesting initiative by Ahmadinejad.
All right, very interesting times indeed. Webster has four books published. We sell them all on the economy, on the unauthorized biography of Obama. It's all available at Infowars.com, and your purchase of this informative book. Some material supports Webster and us. Webster, thanks for spending time with
us. Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be back. I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other important issues, other false flags where we've caught them.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated live transmission. Don't forget the free podcast. Hundreds of thousands of people download it every day at Infowars.com. We're on XM Radio 6 days a week now. You can also listen to us on great AM and FM affiliates. We're getting about 3 affiliates a week. The last few months, the show is really exploding in size thanks to all of you, the listeners, spreading the word out there. We have the free Apple iPhone app for anybody that has an iPhone, or even if you don't, your friends and family do, send them the free link up at Infowars.com. Okay, so there's all these other false flag attacks going on. But the economic situation was a false flag attack. The big central banks on record engineer the financial implosion, bet against housing while telling people to invest. Then they threatened to destroy the economy in 2008 if we don't give them trillions of dollars. Now they're back saying we've got to have carbon taxes, value-added taxes. They've got Republicans and Democrats pushing it, saying we've got to raise taxes, not just the new health care taxes or the increased income taxes. And as you know, Bloomberg and others have reported the federal regulators are now telling public and private pension funds, you will invest, I thought we were in a free country, in, quote, failed banks to prop things up. Well, here is a key article out of the London Telegraph today by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. Argentina seizes pension funds to pay debts. Who's next? Here is a warning to us all. The Argentine state is taking control of the country's privately managed pension funds in a drastic move to raise cash. It is a foretaste of what may happen across the world as governments discover tax revenue and discover that bond markets are unwilling to plug the gap. The G7 states are already acquiring an unhealthy taste for the arbitrary seizure of private property, I notice. And then he links to Spain, he links to Italy, he links to other countries that are already saying they're going to grab the pension funds. England's talking about it. Pakistan, Ukraine, Hungary, Switzerland, Britain, Australia. Just they're all talking about getting your pension funds. And a lot of private companies have already stolen them. You know, we've had callers call in, and I've seen the cases where General Electric, when a bunch of their employees are getting ready to retire, they will just shell it to their own subsidiary and just not pay you your pension. But, hey, land of the free, home of the brave, huh? You want the bankers running things, huh? Well, okay, sky's the limit then. And here is a LA Times article, healthcare overhaul won't stop premium increases. No, that's factored into it. A 39% increase for many, 30 on average. They get to cut your standard of care, make you buy insurance, and then raise the price. Now that they can make you buy it, hell, it might be $1 million. They'll lock your butt up if you don't buy it. I mean, the sky's the limit. So there is that information, very, very important. On another extremely important note, we have Texas, we have Ohio, we have Michigan, and many other states with county sheriffs and others saying, we're laying off half or more of our police or sheriff's deputies. We can't protect you. The deputies we've got have been ordered to go out and raise revenue and write tickets. This is on the news. I've got three of the articles here. And so it's up to you to protect yourself. This is a monumental shift where they're admitting it's not their job and they can't protect you and they won't protect you and it's your job to be armed and defend yourself. That, of course, is an article. It says Sheriff Arvin West, a county in Texas, tells citizens to arm themselves as he can no longer protect them from spillover border violence. Here's one from USA Today. Ohio official tells residents to arm themselves amid police cuts. They cut the deputies from 112 to 49 deputies. And there's so much bureaucracy, there's only one patrol car per shift for the entire county of hundreds and hundreds of square miles. Now, this is what Oklahoma is doing. They've always got good ideas there, except for not letting you have burglar bars on your house and wanting to have licenses to have a home garden because you might grow pot, guilty until proven innocent. This is out of the Associated Press. Oklahoma Tea Parties and lawmakers envision militia. Well, what do you think has always been the protection of the community? But they demonized citizens protecting themselves and moved to a professional government body doing it, and then it turned into a cesspit. Frustrated by recent political setbacks, Tea Party leaders and some conservative members of the Oklahoma legislature say they would like to create a new volunteer militia to help defend against what they believe are improper federal infringements on state sovereignty. This is the way to do the militia. The organized militia, state level, county by county, under the sheriff. You elect a patriot sheriff, and then he picks good men and women of upstanding character who want to be volunteer, and you train with firearms, you learn the Constitution, and this is very, very exciting to see that happening. In fact, I want to get Charles Key and others on, get some state reps that are in this article on with that subject. But when we come back with Paul Watson, we're going to get into This new government document from the White House that got leaked, that's confirmed to be authentic by AP and the London Guardian, where they said they're going to use fake environmentalism to set up a tyranny.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Watch me, I got it, hey, I got something that makes me want to shout.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined on DVD. This has got the expanded 30-plus minutes of extras. It's over a two-hour film, 18 months in the making. It exposes the shadow government, who the globalists are, their drug dealing, their white slavery dealing, how they use roundtable front groups to control society. It's got G. Edward Griffin. It's got Mark Dice. It's got Peter Del Scott. Jason Burmes is the director. I produced it. Our graphics guys worked on it. This film, you want to give somebody one film that really educates them with the latest info. Like, here's the New World Order. Here's who your enemies are. You want to know what the New World Order is and what it has in store and how they're criminals and how they run society? Here it is. You can order the DVD now. It officially comes out on the 15th, but we started shipping these today. So a lot of you will be getting them on or before the 15th, some a few days after. And your purchase also makes this radio show possible. Here it is, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. Amazing new documentary film. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Or 888-253-3139. 3139. And all of our other films have been huge successes because of you getting them, making copies, getting them out, having viewing parties, putting them on Access TV, giving them to lawmakers. The people are ready to be awakened. Now is the time. It's going to premiere at 3 p.m. Central after the show Thursday in four different high-quality formats and a DivX copy so you can burn it to disc, regular disc that plays in CD and DVD players. You can use a CD, so it's cheap to give to people. And so I want to see this explode everywhere. I want to commend everybody that's done this in the past. I would ask you to do it again now. Okay. Paul Joseph Watson, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson. Steve Watson and Paul Watson run PrisonPlanet.com for me. Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes run Infowars.com. But these three writers, in the last year, the last 2 months, the last 15 days or so, have written articles. Nemo wrote some like 3 weeks ago, identifying the anarchists as feds, showing all the mainstream news articles where they've been proven to be working for the feds or big foundations or the Democratic Party, but not just anarchists, other groups as well, to go to tea parties, union thugs beating people up. Then MSNBC says that the tea parties beat them up, even though there's video showing the opposite. Watson and Nemo, in the last 2 weeks, identified the anarchist major websites. These are not anarchists, folks. You go to their events, they're wearing red stars. But it's all about deception with them. Oh, we're the anarchists. And you read, we're against these people that don't want big government and don't want welfare and don't want government health care. We're going to get these racist fascists. Oh, they're real anarchists calling for a nanny state. No, they work for the bankers. Give me a cam shot. I want to go over this with people who are watching on TV, not just radio, but I'm going to read the headlines for those that who are listening, who want to go and find these stories for themselves. And again, there's hundreds of these, but here are just a few. 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado Democratic HQ, Denver Post, Democratic Party operatives arrested for attacking their own facility. And how many times has different organizations painted swastikas on their own synagogue and been caught? How many times have black groups been caught, you know, defacing and burning crosses, you know, in front of their fraternity houses? This is a classic operation. Now, here's the issue. Here is an article written April 2nd. This is one written almost 2 weeks ago. Feds prepared to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. And we had articles even weeks before this. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying this is showing the power of this radio show and listeners taking action and getting the word out. Here's another one. Provocateurs openly announced plans to stage Tea Party violence. He wrote another story 2 days ago with their memos saying, we're going to pose as racists. We're going to pose and act like idiots. We're going to discredit them. Now, here is the Associated Press today. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies. And they list Jason Levin that we have specifically listed in the last week. Opponents of the fiscally conservative Tea Party movement say they plan to infiltrate and dismantle the political group by trying to make its members appear to be racist, homophobic, or moronic. You see, folks, that is racketeering. To go after somebody's civil rights and their political right to protest for a redress of grievance, to go false flag them. See, everything's false flag. I'm going to get another false flag in a moment. To stage things, and it turned out the Black Caucus, from every video angle, went out and walked through the crowds. No one spit. No one yelled N-word. No one said, we're going to kill you. The media still says it happened. The Democratic Party, this is their policy. Obama's surrogates do this. Then he gets up and says, aw, shucks, let's just get along. Then he demonizes talk radio. So, it continues. Jason Levin, creator of CrashTheTeaParty.org, said Monday the group has 65 leaders in major cities across the country who are trying to recruit members to infiltrate Tea Party events on April 15th, tax filing day, when the Tea Party groups across the country are planning to gather and protest high taxes. And it turns out he owns a computer company that does work for the city, so he gets city contracts. And it turns out he's tied into the coffee party set up by Obama a month ago to counter our announcement of the real coffee party to wake up the Tea Party. I want to go to Paul Joseph Watson now because this is very serious. They're not just going to stop there. They're going to demonize the Tea Party. They're going to set up militias. They're going to provocateur to demonize the idea of an armed citizenry to protect themselves. And this is all part of the false flag operation. But I wanted to get you on, Paul, to commend you.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. Well, they've tried different tactics to hijack and infiltrate the Tea Party, which, of course, to a large extent has been already infiltrated by Fox News neocons.
But that's right. The left-right team up. The right-wing comes in, starts Tea Party Nation, takes it over, funds it, but then there's a rebellion against that. So they've got Democrats with the Coffee Party, and they've got the anarchists and others. Go ahead.
Right. So they at first they tried with the Coffee Party, which completely failed because the organizer, Annabelle Park, was exposed as an Obama operative. They had meetings in major cities at which three people showed up to these events in certain cities. It was a complete failure. So then they tried to stage these racist assaults, like you said, by having these congressmen and women walk straight through, completely outside of protocol, protest groups in the hope that it would provoke some kind of incident. It didn't, which is why they had to completely manufacture the Emmanuel Cleaver spitting incident that never happened. That failed. So now it appears that they're trying to re-energize the Obama zombie youth, which is a dwindling minority, but energize them to carry out false flags through which the corporate media can then use to demonize the Tea Parties. As you mentioned earlier, it began about 2 weeks ago with this anarchist website called InfoShop, which called on its members to crash the Tea Parties, but not just to go up against the neocons, as you would think. They mentioned directly by name Alex Jones conspiracy types, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, gun owners. So they're going after everybody, not just the neocons.
Which mirrors the Southern Poverty Law Center, FBI battle plan, where they keep demonizing yours truly because they know that we're truly creating a constitutional populist movement. And to digress for a moment, think of the true racism and the race baiting and the balkanization and the division that when we say we don't want government health care, we don't want new wars, racist. We don't like the banker bailout, racist. They are 24/7 invoking racial division. They are obviously a bunch of poverty pimps. This is how Chicago and New York control people in different racial groups. I mean, this is so criminal and so openly wicked. And because we're not racist, they've got to go in and now provocateur it. And this is a big blow to them that this is an AP.
Well, the fact is, if, as they claim, and as Chris Matthews and Kirk Watson and all these other corporate stooges claim, that the Tea Party is full of, you know, quote, racist, homophobes and morons, then why do they have to infiltrate it and carry out these false flags to characterize the Tea Party as being full of racist, homophobes and morons? If it already was, then they wouldn't need to do it in the first place, would they? But this is all designed to serve up exactly the kind of propaganda that the establishment media is begging for to fulfill its characterization of anyone who expresses any kind of dissent against big government as a dangerous extremist. And what's ironic, as you mentioned earlier, what's rich is the fact that these so-called anarchists are nothing of the kind. They're calling for, you know, opposition to the Tea Party because they pose a threat to their government welfare when anarchism is supposed to be about limited or no government whatsoever. They talk about opposing gun owners. You know, they're supposed to oppose power and monopolies of the state. They're anarchists, right? And yet they think that only agents of the state should have firearms and everybody else should be disarmed. So they're not anarchists. They're socialist punks at the best, and at the worst, they're statist thugs. And the establishment loves these kind of people because, as we've proven in the past, and as your police state movies, the early ones, proved, they've been infiltrated by provocateurs at nearly every major global summit to cause mayhem and violence, which is then exploited to demonize peaceful demonstrators. And that's exactly what they're planning again with these false flags.
Well, you're right, Paul. But again, we've been proven right in spades once again that the Black Congressional Caucus staged the union thugs beating people up and then blaming it on patriots, staged. all of this is staged. And I have seen the anarchists come with the cops, leave with the cops. The anarchists have been caught all over the world, flown in by the governments, by the Ford Foundation. I've seen them handing out communist leaflets and then saying they're anarchist. This is such a sick joke. You got dirty, filthy, communist scum who all get government payments and socialist collectivist trash running around saying that they're anarchists or libertarians. That's another form of false flag against real anarchists, blaming them for what the scum does.
Yeah, and the rhetoric they're spewing about tea parties echoes precisely the same thing being put out by the corporate media. You know, the corporate media that anarchists are supposed to despise because it represents the propaganda organ of the state. And that is that most tea parties are racist extremists. That's what.
And let me expand on that. When the national poll last week that you covered said that 40% are independents or Democrats in the Tea Party. And that's what scares the system. That's why they sent Sarah Palin in. She said the Republican Party must take this over because they don't want a true anti-incumbency that will get people like Rand Paul in against neocon Republicans. Now, getting into another facet of all of this, other areas of false flag terror. This can really blow up in their face if people know what to look for and videotape it and catch them.
Well, yeah, which is why people need to not be provoked by these individuals and just need to use video cameras as their weapon with which to expose their behavior. But the real test of how it plays out will come down to if the mainstream media takes the bait. You know, if there's any kind of racist or violent incident at these tea parties on Thursday, then the headline in the corporate media is going to be something like, you know, N-word yelled at tea party rally. And only deep down within those news reports and those articles will they have something like, you know, tea party organizers claim the slurs were made by anarchists. Because they'll claim that they're being neutral about the whole issue. But
exactly. You've got to be on site with the AP article for these ignorant reporters. Some of them will go over, and you'll see them at stage. You'll see them set up in front, and they'll bring the anarchists over. You'll see an Obama director, you know, local commie. Come on in. We're going to get their money. We're taking the country over. It's a revolution. Get right here. Now scream N-word, and you can catch them right there. This can be a devastating blow against the scum.
Yeah, and in the past, there's a famous, for example, CNN video of the CNN reporter. And the Tea Party activist filmed the whole scenario. And from the very beginning, she's looking for people with signs that could be characterized as extremist. She's looking for, you know, people who can't string two sentences together. So the corporate media are going to be out there in spades looking for these kind of people. And if they're on hand to provide these false flags, then you can bet that many areas of the corporate media are going to lap it up. But the fact that this has got out way ahead of time and it's gone viral on the internet that this is what they're planning has kind of ruined it. And certainly,
well, Paul, don't you remember there was another article I think Nemo wrote over a month ago, and I did an emergency alert on the radio, and I said, get this out to all the tea parties. We've got to force this into mainstream media. I just want to point out again, the credit doesn't even go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It goes to our listeners who listened to what I said, got the article where you had all the proof and Nemo had all the proof, and they got these out to people, and now this is going to be another big blow against these provocateurs. Another issue, I support the militia. It is constitutional. I've warned militias that people try to infiltrate them and set them up and that fake militias have been created, and this has come out in the news over the last 20 years, 15, 16 years or so, to then demonize the idea of militia overall. Then I saw a few militias demonize me with a false flag straw man claiming that I was saying all militias were bad when all I was saying is you're being infiltrated and provocateured just like the tea parties. That then identifies feds as well. So, again, we're learning how to identify the operatives here, Paul.
Exactly, and one of the key red flags is the fact that they not only call for violence, but they directly threaten people by name, which is exactly what Hal Turner was doing, and he was exposed as an FBI provocateur paid by the federal government to make violent statements, which is exactly what they accuse us of doing, when they're the main ones funding it and they're behind it.
Paul, do you think they're getting ready to frame us with news articles every day, sometimes multiple times, saying we're calling for violence because we know that they're actually setting it up and they're angry at us? Or is it just a demonization tactic?
I certainly think it was heading that way, especially with the numerous visits you got regarding comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Since we've gone to registration, it's more about quality than quantity, and they're not going to really find any, you know, violent threats on our website. So
yeah, it's much more family-friendly, too. But they're not stopping. I mean, it's publications every day saying I'm calling for killing police and government people. Not true, but again, they think the cops are just as dumb as the general public, and they think the cops are like, that Alex Jones says kill me, I'll kill him.
Well, you know? They're training the cops that people with bumper stickers saying live free or die on them at Infowars.com are linked to militias. We had a story about that yesterday. So they're going to try and look for nutcases like Richard Poplawski, who wasn't even influenced by us. He hated us. He had a domestic dispute with his mother about his dog. And they spinned that out of all proportion to claim.
Stay there, stay there. Exactly. Stay there. The most key info at the last. Stay with us.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know, folks, I'm frothing. I'm fired up. I got a ton of energy even in the fourth hour. You know why? This can be as big as ClimateGate, proving the Democrats and big foundations are peddling racism and false flagging it and setting people up, and it's illegal. It's racketeering. It's corrupt organization, mafia tactics, and the police have been caught doing it to shut down peaceful protests, posing as anarchists, attacking their own officers over and over again. It's illegal, and we're calling you out. We're exposing you. You understand that? You're not going to destroy America. We're getting everybody wise to your tricks. Now, another big article that I'm going to cover more tomorrow, but I'm ending with it. Leaked U.S. document calls for global regime to tackle climate change. And I've got the PDF. Will you guys bring it into me? And it calls for a global government to enforce the edicts. They don't care if Copenhagen failed. They're going to do it. This is covered by the London Guardian. And we have Al Gore finally being tracked down by Fox News, running away from them and not answering the fact the glaciers are getting bigger, Mr. Gore, which they are, record levels the last 30 years, Arctic and Antarctic, North and South Pole. Mr. Gore, what about Climategate? So finally this is coming out. Let's play that clip and get Paul Watson's take. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go to Watson first and then to the clip of Al Gore. Watson, we got so many UN, U.S., and globalist documents admitting world government through the environmental movement. Paul?
Yeah, and this is official White House policy. It was leaked to The Guardian after it was discovered on a computer left in a European hotel room. And it's basically a White House directive that says that their number one goal is to, quote, reinforce the perception that the U.S. is constructively engaged in U.N. negotiations in an effort to produce a global regime to combat climate change. So anyone who thought there was a fissure between the U.S. government and the United Nations, that's being completely proven redundant. Now Obama administration is fully behind the push for a global government in the name of saving the Earth. And, of course, it's now come out that the British lawyer who called for ecocide laws to be introduced, whereby if you express skepticism towards man-made climate change, then you're committing a crime against humanity and you're liable to be tried in the International Criminal Court. It's turned out that basically she's on the board of an organization that was created directly and is funded by the Club of Rome, which, of course, is the organization founded by David Rockefeller in 1968, which tasked itself with manufacturing a scare surrounding the environment and global warming in an effort to manipulate the public into supporting global government.
All right, we're almost out of time, but we have their own documents in triplicate. There's no longer any denial. Here is Al Gore. Everywhere he goes, he's hounded. He's a fraud. He's a criminal piece of trash. Here he is.
Mr. Vice President, Jesse Waters, Fox News, how are you?
How are you? Fine.
Hey, why won't you come on the O'Reilly Factor, Mr. Vice President?
I don't.
You know Bill's not a big anti-global warming guy. Mr. Vice President.
I don't like ambush journalism.
No, but why won't you come on the show? Come on, it'll be fun. There's two sides to this story.
Well, I'll consider it.
You will consider it?
Sure.
All right, great. So, you know, while we have you here, what's your reaction to the fact that the Arctic ice is actually increasing?
Not doing an interview right now.
One last question for you. Are you embarrassed at all?
Not doing an interview.
Are you embarrassed at all by ClimateGate, sir?
I'm not doing an interview right now. I'm having lunch.
Do you stand to make any money from cap and trade?
All right, there you go. I mean, Watson, everywhere he's getting hounded. This guy is a shameless eugenicist who wants to take over our society, who's got like 10 houses, one of them 24,000 square feet. Paul Watson.
Yeah, and he's intimately involved in the Chicago Climate Exchange with Marie Strong. And the reality is that we've had the coldest winter in decades in plenty of areas of the globe, and reality is not living up to their alarm.
Exactly. Great job. See you back live tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.